Random House Audio presents The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. Read for you by Paul Michael.
Prologue. Louvre Museum, Paris, 10:46 p.m. Renowned curator Jacques Saunière staggered through the vaulted archway of the museum's grand gallery. He lunged for the nearest painting he could see, a Caravaggio. Grabbing the gilded frame, the 73-year-old man heaved the masterpiece toward himself until it tore from the wall and Saunière collapsed backward in a heap beneath the canvas. As he anticipated, a thundering iron gate fell nearby, barricading the entrance to the suite. The parquet floor shook. Far off, an alarm began to ring. The curator lay a moment, gasping for breath, taking stock.
"I am still alive."
He crawled out from under the canvas and scanned the cavernous space for some place to hide. A voice spoke, chillingly close.
"Do not move."
On his hands and knees, the curator froze, turning his head slowly. Only 15 feet away, outside the sealed gate, the mountainous silhouette of his attacker stared through the iron bars. He was broad and tall, with ghost-pale skin and thinning white hair. His irises were pink, with dark red pupils. The albino drew a pistol from his coat and aimed the long silencer through the bars directly at the curator.
"You should not have run."
His accent was foreign and not easy to place.
"Now, tell me where it is."
"I told you already,"
the curator stammered, kneeling defenseless on the floor of the gallery.
"I have no idea what you are talking about."